high school, college, and didn't know what I wanted to be. I was an English major in college. I loved reading, I loved writing. But what can you do as an English major for a job? You can write the great American novel, of which there are 36,000 released a year, and I don't think any of them pays money. Or you could be an English teacher, which that wasn't really what I wanted to do. So I tried some other jobs. I worked for a book publisher for a while, and it was all at a desk editing copy, and it was boring as hell. I hated it. Then I was a forest ranger in Yosemite, and that was a great job. I could have done that forever. I wrote programs, nature programs, I taught things, but I lived in a tent, and it looked like I was going to spend the next 40 years of my life in a tent, which would have been one path. But I found this journalism. I went to Berkeley, UC Berkeley, for graduate school, and I had a great professor who was so inspiring. Her name was Lacey Fosberg. She had been the first female police reporter at the New York Times and knew everybody and everything and painted journalism to be not just exciting, which it really is, but a way to bring light into the darkness. And I took her class and I was sold. So I spent 2 years at Berkeley getting trained and doing internships. And one thing led to another, and I did it for 40 years, and it's the best job ever.
That is awesome. And I remember you telling me or in class, you were talking about how you covered music for a lot of those years.
Oh, yeah. So the first, for say 25 years, I was a hard news reporter covering a lot of crime and then politics, corruption, murders, deaths. And then after the Oklahoma City bombing, which I think was around 1995, I got the opportunity to be a music critic for the San Jose Mercury News. And I spent the next 11 years doing that, which meant I went to 250 at least concerts a year, interviewed musicians and stars and promoters. I mean, anybody you can think of from the rock and roll generation, I got to talk to firsthand. And that was fun. But it was also my pleasure became my work. And that's something to think about. I could no longer go to a concert for fun. I'm not sure I ever still can because I'm still taking notes in my head for the article I should write. And also, I could never go to a wedding or a party because when are most concerts? On the weekends. So I spent my whole weekends working while everybody else I knew was off. But that aside, it was the best job ever on both levels, both being a hard news reporter